This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Some parents say they're shocked by the decision by the Acero Charter Schools Network to close seven of its 15 campuses. Two of Marilyn Sevilla's kids attend Carlos Fuentes Elementary, one of the affected campuses.
It was a really devastating news this morning when we got up to see the news and see that Carlos Fuentes is closing.
Acero's CEO cited enrollment declines, rising operational costs, and Chicago's dwindling population as the key factors in the decision. Roughly 2,000 children like Sevilla's will be impacted by the closures, which are set to begin next June. This deals a heavy blow to the Latino neighborhoods the network mostly operates in. The network plans to re-enroll affected students into its remaining campuses and discuss plans for impacted employees with the Chicago Teachers Union. Illinois companies that keep the lights on and gas flowing say they're confident in their plans for this winter. Companies like People's Gas, Ameren, and ComEd told the Illinois Commerce Commission they have enough capacity to handle this winter's demand. Scott Vogt is ComEd's Vice President of Strategy and Energy Policy. He says ComEd has lower demand in the winter and can generate enough power using wind and nuclear most of the time.
On the average day, we can serve the load with all nuclear and all wind. So 100% clean on an average winter day.
ComEd also says it conducts safety training throughout the year, focusing on multiple areas. Downstate Ameren, Illinois, which delivers electricity and natural gas, also says it's ready, citing reliability data from previous winters. State lawmakers are returning to Springfield next month for a short legislative session. And top of mind for some Democrats is gun control. A group of lawmakers want additional gun regulations. They're proposing to increase the age requiring safe gun storage in homes from 13 to 18 years old. And they also want to shorten the time period to report a gun lost or stolen to authorities from 3 days to 2 days. Here's Senator Ram Vilavalam.
So this is not a small issue. We need to ensure that all of our gun owners are responsible and they know what they need to do to keep everybody safe, including our youth.
The group also wants to keep firearms away from those accused of domestic violence. A new restaurant opens today on Chicago's South Side in a space with a history of discrimination. The South Shore Cultural Center was a country club that barred Black and Jewish members until the 1970s. Now, the space is home to a Black-owned, upscale soul food spot, Nafsi. That means soul or spirit in Swahili. Here's owner Donnell Digby.
It makes you feel great as a Black man to kind of give an opportunity and space to people in the food desert to see a shining light and be a change creator.
Nafsi opens with its full dinner menu tonight, with plans to serve brunch and lunch in the coming weeks. Some more things you should know today. A jury in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is slowly beginning to take shape. The prosecution and defense agreed to add five more jurors yesterday. That now brings the total number of jurors chosen to eight, five women and three men. Jury selection continues Friday as both sides work toward picking 12 jurors and six alternates. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle pitched a budget for 2025 with no plans for layoffs or tax hikes. She told commissioners it took lots of planning and tough choices over the years to get to such a good financial place. Her comments from her budget address sounded like lessons for City Hall, where Chicago faces a nearly $1 billion budget gap for next year. Today's weather, it will be warmer than usual with a high in the mid-80s, and tomorrow we're expecting mostly cloudy skies and a high in the upper 60s. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.